My dear Christian student friends, why are you in college? I think the word of God that's before us is about that. Let's read it and see. It's from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the second chapter, where we read, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Do you remember those clothing fads that you went through when you were a kid, maybe in elementary school or even in high school? Certain kinds of shoelaces everybody had to wear, perhaps, or bracelets or jeans or whatever it was, you remember them. I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but when I was in high school one year, all of us fellows had to buy gold cords. That is, we all went out and bought gold-colored corduroy slacks that we all wore around school, and it must have looked very, very strange. And those toy fads, remember them, that went by so fast? My kids went through the Pound Puppies, and next year it was the Strawberry Shortcakes, and then it was the Cabbage Patch Kids, and I don't know if you're too young to remember those, but you probably went through your own. There's a strange kind of attractiveness, a real magnetism, with these fashions and fads that go viral, as they say these days, where everybody has to get in on it. Now, those fads that I mentioned are pretty harmless, I think, even if they're somewhat expensive. But St. Paul, in our reading today, is talking to us about some fads that are not so harmless. He's talking about what he calls hollow and deceptive philosophies that are very popular all around us, ways of thinking and of living that can take us captive and can rob us of our faith and rob us of our salvation. St. Paul calls them basic principles of this world because they are so common. Some of these I know are very close to your experience. I know you've felt their tug. Most common is the idea that man is God. This goes all the way back to the Tower of Babel. This notion that human beings are their own savior. And we don't need God, so we can even imagine that God doesn't exist. And that's a preaching that's being put forth with great vigor by the atheists and the agnostics these days. The idea that we don't need God is so tempting that it even finds its way into nearly every religion in the world, where they teach that it's what we do and not what God does for us that determines our eternal destiny. Then there's also the widely popular temptation to serve yourself first. That's all around us, isn't it? What's the slogan? Look out for number one. It's the basis for the greed that permeates our culture and the basis for believing that money-making is the most important value in life. Some say that earning power is why you go to college. Is that why you're in college? For your future earning power? Then there's the temptation that's all around us that fun and pleasure is the highest value of life. Just do it, we hear. If you really loved me, you would, you might hear. And those ideas certainly are popular all around us. The idea that fun and pleasure are the highest values, I hope that's not why you're in college. And then there are many other philosophies. Some call them worldviews. There's a long list of isms, modernism and postmodernism and all those others that are supported by what St. Paul calls fine-sounding arguments Not good arguments, mind you, not even by worldly standards, but they're fine sounding. And I hope you're learning to become interested in those philosophies and worldviews and aspects of popular culture, and I hope you want to recognize them for what they are, that is, passing fads of thinking and acting. I hope you'll study them and compare them with the real standard for evaluating all ideas, and that is God's Word. Learning to sort out the good from the bad so that you can avoid becoming captured by any dangerous ideas. That's called discernment. It's a part of wisdom. And I hope that's one of the main reasons why you are in college. And St. Paul tells us why you should do that. He says we're different. We're made different. We're changed. He reminds us of what happened to us. He says, you received Christ Jesus as Lord. What a special, wonderful blessing that is, that God found us with the message of Jesus and what Jesus did for us, how he paid for our sins and reconciled us, made us friends once again with God. What a special, wonderful blessing that God reached out to you and me and adopted us in our baptism and made us into believers in Jesus. Now he says, stay rooted in that. Like a solid tree that's been given a good start, let your roots grow firmly into the rock of Christ. As we read, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Abounding means overflowing with thanksgiving because of the faith that is in us. Have you been doing that? Have you been abounding in thankfulness to God? Do you know how to do that? It's worth some attention. It's worth some effort. Abounding in thankfulness to God. How do you do that? Give that some thought today, because maybe that's why you are in college. Let's continue with the prayer for Wednesday morning that you'll find in the front part of the hymnary on page 169. Page 169, the prayer for Wednesday morning. Let's rise and pray this together. Unto you, O Heavenly Father, I direct my first thoughts and lift up my heart in prayer that I may live and walk in you alone. Be my fortress this day as you have been my protection through this night, for which I thank you with my whole heart. Watch this day also over my soul and my members. May I also turn to you in true penitence. Cleanse me from all wickedness and uncleanness. May I walk in your fear, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, and trusting in his precious merits, I give myself to you altogether with all that you have bestowed upon me. Bless me in him with whatever pleases you. Grant me wisdom and strength to perform the duties of the calling in which you have placed me. May your holy angels accompany me and mine in all our ways, and help us to walk together in love in the narrow path which leads to your heaven. To this end, help us by your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the seventh and eighth stanzas of verse of hymn 516, not 517 as printed, but 7 and 8 of 516.